I just need to rant. Put 5 minutes on the clock. I got this. Alright, what's up everybody? So, for just shy of a week now, I've been listening to the new Nasir. And, well, I'm torn, everybody. I'm torn. Because, alright, I like the album. Honestly, it's not a bad record at all. There's no deliberate radio attempts. In fact, it kicks off on a track called Not For Radio with Puff Daddy. The beats are dope. You got nice cohesive production from Kanye. More on that in a minute. But, you know, that's always been Nas' Achilles heel. You know what I'm saying? He never bats 1,000. We've heard us talk about it on the show before. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't bat 1,000 on the beats, your beat selection. You know what I'm saying? More like 216. But, you know, you got a thorough, cohesive production from Kanye on there. The subject matter is timely, it's conscious. The thing about it, I mean, I just feel like his last three albums, you know what I'm saying? The Distant Relatives, The Life is Good, the album from 2008, formerly known as Nigger, it's untitled. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of the same, similar subject matter that he tackles on those previous efforts. So, I mean, this one, it seems just kind of redundant. I mean, was it worth the wait? And for me, I mean, honestly, it was on that sort of, I believe it when I see it status. Again, you heard us talk about it in the past on the show. Because you heard the Nas album get teased for the last several years. You know, even 2 years ago, we got on the DJ Khaled record. We got the Nas album done. Which, by the way, we know it couldn't have been done because the Starbucks incident gets mentioned, and that happened, like, what, yesterday? So don't try to sell me that one, man. You know what I'm saying? Nas album done. Well, nigga, where the fuck is it? Well, here we got it, and we got the 7-track album, which, I mean, I don't mind a short record, but, I mean, after so many years, is that really what we wanted to see? I mean, whatever. But for what it's worth, it's dope, just on its own merits. And the other thing about it is the timing. I mean, you got the Stank on Nas with the with his domestic violence accusations. I can't weigh in on that because I wasn't there. I don't know who's telling the truth, who's not. And, you know, in the middle with some version of the truth. I'm not going to weigh in on that right now. I'm just saying, you got that going on. You got people who canceled Nas. You got Kanye, who produced the album. I mean, the Stank on Kanye, for the love of God. I don't want to waste any more time on that jackpipe. You know how I feel about him, but I mean, especially with his recent nonsense. Come on, man. And then, on top of that, you released in the same weekend as the fucking Carters. Yeah, oops. Oops. God. But then on that point, you know, on that note, let me pivot. Let me pivot. Because the Carters, I mean, okay, it's Beyonce and Jay-Z joint album. I know what this is for. I know what this is trying to do. But, I mean, you know, obviously, they're going on tour soon. They're going on tour. This is music they're going to perform while they're on that tour. And so, I see why it's happening. But what you get, I mean, first of all, it opens up on Summer, which is just this smooth, buttery, soulful number. I mean, just, oh my God, I got a minute left. Let me hurry it through. But let me go off on a tangent real quick, because you trap artists, and I'm shitting on trap music because I enjoy quite a bit of it. But let me tell you this. When Beyonce, an R&B artist who's not known for rapping, can take your shit and do just as good, if not better, than you can damn do it, well, you know what? Maybe it's time you rethink the line of work you're in. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? But anyway, that album, I mean, it's dope, and I'm not Beehive, I'm not the biggest fan of Jay-Z, I only listen to Beyonce on kind of a casual level, but you know what, I got a spirit guy, shout out to you, you know who you are, who is, represents Beehive to the fullest, and is hoping to change that one day, but anyway, what I'm saying is, this album is, I mean, surprisingly really good for what it is. Oh, God, I'm out of time. God damn it. All right, keepers of the funk. KOTF crew on Twitter. I'm out of here. Peace.